This is the Welcome to Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Kelly, and I'm here to remind you, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, that as dads, we're just like moms. Except we're dads. Ha ha! Welcome to another season of the Welcome to Fatherhood Podcast. In real time, it's now 2023, so happy new year. I hope that your 2023 has gotten off to a rockingly good start. It's good to be back. It's exciting to be back. I'm looking forward to what is for sure going to be another exciting season. I have missed being behind the microphone and our weekly Wednesday meetings. I have to be honest, so much has happened since last season. Some good things, some challenging things, but all in all, I am thankful to be able to resume podcasting and connecting with this wonderful audience that has supported this podcast over the past 2.5, almost 3 years now. So some of the things that happened after I took a break last season. One of my family members was involved in a near fatal accident. And I say near fatal, obviously, because he's not dead. But it's not that the accident itself was sort of life-threatening. The complications after all the surgeries and the treatments that he was receiving just really took a toll on his body. And there were moments where we were not sure if we were going to make it out of the woods. But again, thankfully, he's doing well. Speaking about my brother-in-law, he's doing well. He is home. He's recovering. I'm still dealing with some things. But man, it was a really difficult time for our family to go through. But one of the cool things was that the community around him and my sister, both locally and spreading out wider to people who, like myself, do not live so close to them. I mean, the community just sort of rallied around them, put their arms around them to really support them at what was a very difficult, tense time during his hospitalization and early recovery and what have you. So that happened. But again, he is fine. He is home. He is recovering, regaining himself and rediscovering himself in this new phase. What could have been a really, really, really low point in 2023 or 2022, rather, excuse me, turned out to be exactly what it is. My brother-in-law is here, and I am so thankful for that. On a personal level, my wife and I are expecting our second child. And if you have been a faithful listener of this podcast, you would know how big of a deal that is, given a history or snippets of a history that I've shared on this podcast. It came as a complete surprise, and I was very tight-lipped about it for a very long time until I felt and we felt comfortable enough to talk about what was happening to our family. We've been prepping our 2.5-year-old son to kind of get him to the mind space of becoming a big brother and what sort of responsibilities that would mean for him versus none. And one of the things I have been telling him is that he doesn't have to take any responsibility for his brother. So he doesn't have to, you know, protect his brother. He doesn't have to do anything for the time being. This is mommy and daddy's job. His only responsibility is to love on his brother and be the best big brother he already is. And so he's been talking to the belly. He's been kissing the belly. he's been preparing certain things for the arrival of his baby brother. And it's been so cool to see how his little mind is processing all of that. And it's been exciting to see how when we are going to sleep at night, you know, he doesn't want to go to bed before saying goodnight to his baby brother and to kiss the belly or to put his head down on mama's belly. So it's been really tender. It's been really nice. It's also been a challenge, given that I think he feels this sense of culmination, that the way our family is presently constructed is coming to an end. And so he's gotten very attached to my wife, at times even hyper attached, where he doesn't want to leave her body physically and he just wants to be on her at all times. So that's been a challenge. Also trying to instill a new normal, the beginnings of what will be a new normal, where he might be, or he will be rather, spending more time with me than with mom and new baby once baby comes. So I've been thinking about ways to connect more with him. So either we go out for breakfast together, or if I'm meeting up with a friend of mine, I take him with me. If I go to church, or when I go to church, I take him with me so we can have one-on-one time. When my wife is still able to work overnight, then that next morning, he and I would go out to breakfast, or that Saturday night that my wife goes out to eat, he and I, we go out to have pizza together. So creating these spaces, these traditions, these norms for us to connect, for him to feel more comfortable doing things with me. We watch movies together. Oh man, speaking of movies, we recently watched a Goofy movie, which is one of my favorite movies. And we were watching the movie, and I don't think he was really paying attention. At least that was my perception, that he was not paying attention to what was happening in the movie. If you haven't watched a Goofy movie yet, I highly recommend. It's such a great father-son movie. And it's significant to me. When I first watched a Goofy movie, I was longing for a father-son type thing. And so now to be able to share that movie with my son has been really cool. So we're watching a movie, and I don't really think that he's watching it. And at one point, Goofy and his son Max are going downstream, headed towards a waterfall on top of their car that ended up in some river somewhere, right? My son just looks up all of a sudden and he says, "Mommy, that's me and Daddy." And I'm sitting there like, oh, he gets it. I don't know exactly what he got, but he gets it. He gets it. Anyway, so it's been really cool to spend those times with them and to create these pockets of connection with them. Like I said, these norms that I am beginning to instill because the dynamics of our family are going to change. So these are some of the things that have happened to me since we last spoken, since you last heard from me. Thank you to all who supported the corny dad jokes that I posted on my social media account, WT Fatherhood, or Welcome to Fatherhood Pod on Instagram. Throughout the break, it was one way for me to stay connected, and it was one way for me to kind of focus on something else other than the plethora of stuff that was happening around me at the time. And it really was a fun activity to do, just how to find these dad jokes. And I settled on the two templates throughout that time, totally by accident. But it was such a cool time. I received such great feedback. So maybe these corny dad jokes will return in 2023. I'm not sure yet. But these are just some things that I wanted to publicly say to those of you who have supported, those of you who have reached out over the break. Thank you very much. Those of you who have been asking about when the podcast would come back, and thank you so much for your investment. Thank you so much for your interest in this platform and for what we've been building together over the past four seasons now. I can't even remember where we are. So thank you. Really, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. So just a couple of things I want to put on the table as we move forward through this new season in 2023. One of the things that I've incorporated to this platform is a blog. Now, to be honest, I am not sure how sustainable this is going to be. So to determine that, I have placed a 3-month time limit on blogging, where I would be blogging once a week for 3 months to determine whether or not it's sustainable, whether or not it's something that I want to do long term. But it's given me a good time period to make these determinations. And so I'm excited to launch the Welcome to Fatherhood blog for these next 3 months. Your feedback would be greatly appreciated. I accept all forms of feedback, whether it's positive criticism, whether it's negative criticism. I believe personally that there is something to be learned regardless of the flavor of criticism it is. So I would really appreciate your feedback. You can head over to my website, welcome2fatherhood.com/blog. Another thing that I'm working on in 2023, and I also need your help in this, is that I am looking for a specific demographic of fathers who have unfortunately gone through the experience of supporting their partner through a miscarriage. And so if that is you, or that is someone who you know and you are close with and connected to, please recommend that they reach out to me so that I can gauge their interest in participating in this project that I'm putting together for this year, 2023. The hope is that towards the latter part of the year, I could present in video format a series of conversations around this topic to raise awareness of the dad's experience supporting his partner through a miscarriage. And what are some of the ways that as a society, as things are presently constructed, we, I feel, are not given the proper spaces to be able to express things that are true to our experience as the non-carriers of this child. So if you know anyone, if this is you, please reach out to me on my Instagram account. Again, Welcome to Fatherhood Pod on IG, or you can email me at WTFatherhoodPodcast@gmail.com. You can find all of this information on my website, welcome2fatherhood.com/contact. There are all the ways you can reach out to me and connect there so that we can potentially talk about how to incorporate your story and your experience along with mine in this project that I'm really excited about to present in 2023 towards the end of the year. So that's really all I have to say for the time being. Again, welcome to a new season of this podcast. Again, thank you so, so very much for your support throughout these past several seasons. Thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you so much for your encouragement. Thank you so much for your participation. Thank you so much for your willingness to give of your time to listen to the conversations that I present through this platform. I'm looking forward to our weekly Wednesday chats. Thank you for supporting this podcast.